This cafeteria food is so gross. I guess this is what I get for forgetting to ask our chef to make me lunch this morning. I would kill for one of her sandwiches right now. Oh, how do people even eat this stuff? It tastes like cardboard mixed with air freshener. You know what? I'll just go without lunch today. I have a pack of gum in my purse. I'll just have a few sticks of that. And that should hold me over until I get home. Oh, what a crappy day. At least it can't get any worse. At least I don't think it can. What could possibly... What the hell am I looking at right now? Is he with a girl? My boy is sitting with another girl. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's him, alright. Who is he with? And what are they doing? It's too far away for me to see. Not just sitting there. A table talking. Are you kidding me? He won't even say hi back to me when I see him, but he's just over there talking with whoever that is, like they've been friends for years. I haven't even seen whoever this girl is before. I guess it's a big campus, but that's just so unfair. He should be talking to me, not her, not whoever that is. You know what? I am going to walk right over there and butt into that little get together. Let's see how that little sweet talker reacts when she's cornered by me. Oh, he's in big trouble. Doing something like this when I'm hungry and mad. At home. Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. If it isn't my favorite boy. Come here. Give me a hug, you big jerk. All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of... I'm sorry. I don't believe we've met before. Who are you? Cool. How come you've never introduced us before? I didn't know you had any lady friends. I thought I was the only one. Looks like I have a little competition. Sorry, I'm just joking. What's that? She's what? Your student. You're tutoring. Oh, Well, how was I supposed to know that? You two look like two lovebirds. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you have your textbooks out. But I didn't notice that. That. Alright. I'm sorry for wasting your time. Jeez. I've got a lunch getting cold over there for me anyways. Well, that wasn't awkward at all. Tutoring. It doesn't matter. That cutesy little brat was giving him the lovey eyes anyway. She probably knows I'm after him now. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I can work with this. If he's a tutor, well then, I'll just have to accidentally slip up my grades. He should be here any minute now. A whole month's worth of intentionally failing tests and not doing homework is about to pay off. You know, I gotta say, failing a class is much easier than passing. It's not a problem, though. I'm rich, so graduating isn't really a big problem for me. Money really can't buy anything in this world. Except for love, I guess. Speaking of. Hello, over here. Hey, why are you walking away? Come back. You're supposed to tutor me, idiot. You heard me. I'm your student today. No, I'm not kidding. Do I look like I'm kidding? Come on, sit. Oh, don't look gloomy now that you know you have to tutor me. I'm not all that bad. Look, I even brought you a drink from my favorite cafe. As a little thank you. You know what this is about. What do you even mean? I need a tutoring, and you're a tutor. That's all there is to it. Don't think too much about it. What? How dare you accuse me of lying to get you to come here? I would never. What? Just because I'm rich and I'm pretty, I must not be a good person, right? You ever heard me talking to myself before? Well, that was... I was just... fine. fine. So what if I lied to get you to be my tutor? There was no other way. But, you know what? Sit your butt down. You're not leaving. You know why? Because if I tell the whole school that you refuse to tutor me, you might just lose the whole gig. Oh, you think I wouldn't do that? Oh, you have no idea how far I'll go. That's how serious I am about you. Oh, I'm not being fair. What's not fair is you cozying up to that skank. Yesterday when you just met her. Meanwhile, you won't even look at me twice. And I've been trying to get your attention the whole semester. Well, I've had enough. And you drove me to this. I never thought I could be so annoyed by someone. And so attracted to them at the same time. Whatever. I'm rambling too much. It's time to finally get down to business. I love you so much. And I'm not.